This is Brain Injury Awareness Month. Let's start the dialogue this month by discussing brain injury prevention. If you live in a big city, then you know about the dramatic rise in the popularity of e-bikes. But did you know that the number of e-bike riders who sought care in an emergency department for a head injury increased by 49-fold, according to a study published in the JAMA Surgery Journal? And not surprisingly, the majority of those injured were not wearing a helmet. The study found only 44% of riders wore a helmet. Helmetless riders were almost twice as likely to suffer head injuries as helmeted ones, the study found. And these statistics are too low, since the study only looks at riders who were seen in an emergency department. There's no way of knowing how many unreported crashes took place in which a helmet prevents a head injury. E-bikes and head trauma are a dangerous combination. These injuries usually take place at high speeds and often involve a collision with a moving and substantially a heavier motor vehicle. Many of these head injuries were preventable if the rider wore a helmet. You know what I always say, the best cure for a brain injury is prevention. During Brain Injury Awareness Month, let's increase awareness of brain injury and also increase brain injury educational preventive campaigns. Thanks for joining me this week, and I look forward to you joining me again next week on a new edition of the Brain Injury Insider.